I've got in front of me the view from our flat that we use in Pokhara. It's absolutely stunning. 4 of the 10 highest mountains in the world. If anybody wants a copy of the panorama, just email us. You're very welcome to it. And our Nepali friends are even more amazing than that view. On our last trip, Roger had 4 days in a Nepali hospital. Care from the local church changed a trial into a joy. For example, we had bills to pay, and one man, an ex-street child, now with a wife and family and well settled, offered to sell his home to pay our bills if we couldn't afford them. For 11 years, our Nepali friends have worked among the former slaves in their local village, Garambeshi, training teachers, welders, drivers, a pharmacist, village leaders, micro-business and agricultural skills, setting up a community centre and church, awareness sessions, and finding medical help for over 1,500 people, all done on a shoestring. And here in Plymouth, we've had a fascinating time setting up a Sahodar UK charity to support and supplement their work, and to ensure that as Jean and I get older, the work will continue whatever happens to us. There's been huge support from our wider family at Mutley Baptist Church, Plymouth, Eastview Church in Auckland, New Zealand, and many, many other friends scattered right across the world. In 2011, 17 people went from Plymouth to Nepal. One young man has just returned yesterday from there, and more folk will be going out this autumn. We've paid for a plot of land and are planning, among other things, a dental training station, a pharmacy and lots of teacher training. And the villagers ask, why are you doing this for us? The answer is, God's love is for everybody, not just us. And that, Radio Devon listener, includes you.